Central Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi troops have been moving cautiously in a neighborhood just inside the city limits of Mosul, going from house to house, ensuring the safety of civilians. Soldiers had to be wary of booby-trapped bombs as well as ambushes and sniper fire from Islamic State militants who are being urged by their leader to remain and resist losing the last major city that they hold in Iraq. Afghan authorities say at least 30 civilians, including many children, were among those killed in clashes between U.S.-backed government forces and the Taliban in northern Kunduz province. Military, U.S. military, confirming two of the soldiers were killed in the fighting. Turning now to U.S. presidential politics, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump held simultaneous dual campaign rallies in the state of North Carolina. Clinton said Trump is unfit to be president.
Imagine having a president who demeans women, mocks the disabled, insults Latinos, African Americans, Muslims, POWs, who pits people against each other.
Then Trump criticized President Obama for campaigning on the road for Clinton.
He's down here campaigning for crooked Hillary. Now, why isn't he back in the office, sometimes referred to as the Oval Office? Why isn't he back in the White House, bringing our jobs back?
The election is set for Tuesday, November the 8th. Meantime, the New York Times CBS poll gives Clinton a 45-42 lead. The Washington Post ABC poll a 47-45 lead for Clinton. This is VOA News. More than 200 migrants have drowned in two separate shipwrecks off the coast of Libya. Most of the people on board those vessels believed to be from sub-Saharan or Western Africa. Meantime, the human rights group Amnesty International has accused Italian police of abusing migrants arriving on their shores from North Africa. Henry Ridgewell has our report.
Under Europe's hotspot system, all migrants are meant to be fingerprinted and processed in frontline countries like Italy, allowing for a quick assessment of their asylum claims. But in many cases, migrants refuse because they want to claim asylum in other European countries, which is against EU law. 24 of 170 migrants interviewed by Amnesty said they had been abused after refusing to give their fingerprints. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Sun Kim, a veteran U.S. diplomat with considerable experience facing the North Koreans, has been sworn in as the next U.S. ambassador to the Philippines. At the swearing-in, Secretary of State John Kerry said he would like to visit the Philippines again before he leaves his post. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has not only spurned Washington, but he launched obscenity-laced insults at President Obama and the departing U.S. Ambassador Philip Goldberg, announcing an end to joint military maneuvers with the U.S. and initiated a strategic pivot from Washington to Beijing. Britain's High Court has ruled the government must get parliamentary approval before it can begin the legal process to exit from the European Union, commonly known as Brexit. Ian Duncan Smith is a Conservative member of Parliament and a supporter of leaving the EU.
The truth is there is a bunch of people who are desperately hoping that what they can persuade Parliament to do is to have this vote and then to actually overturn the decision that the British people made. And they're going to go on and on and on about this. This is just another device.
High Court ruling dealt a major blow to Prime Minister Theresa May's plans to exit from the EU. Prime Minister has said that she would begin exit negotiations with the EU by March 31st by relying on what's known as the royal prerogative, a power that allows the government to withdraw from international treaties without parliamentary approval. Once opening negotiations, Britain would have 2 years to define what relationship it will have with the European Union after it leaves. And ice has been disappearing from the Arctic Ocean for at least the year since 1960. Each year, more and more ice vanishing, and that according to a recent study just published in the journal Science.
That's the latest world news from VOA.